Talk pays tribute to all the women shaping the future of South Africa.
We wish you a happy Women's Day.
Wishing you a very happy Women's Day, 0214460567, if you'd love to be part of the conversation, or if you'd like to send us any comments, you can send that to us on 0725671567. Somebody asks, I think very jokingly, four daughters, Zane, don't you have a TV? It's not about the TV. It's never been about the TV. I have four daughters. One is currently very, very successful, a beautiful child, and she is the presenter of 50/50. Then I have a daughter in New Zealand, I have a daughter in Australia, and I have a little one who is still with us at home. So yeah, that is exactly where we are at. In a Women's Month article entitled hashtag slice of Gesandte, Gesandte Bada expressed the opinion that the 66th anniversary of Women's Month in South Africa brings very little to celebrate, as the freedom of movement of women is now more restricted than ever. Gesandte, very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, Zane. Thanks for having me on the show again.
I want to read a WhatsApp that came in from Talana, and this is the shocking reality of, and I think it hits to exactly where your article points and the direction of your article points to. It says, Zane, a lovely show. I wonder how many women are being raped today? Question mark, question mark. One of the women raped in Krugersdorp says she had been raped thrice in her life. Once by 24 men. How can she possibly have a life? And that comes from Talana. And this is the shocking reality, that the movement and the freedom of women these days is not necessarily as it used to be in the old, when you had to carry a dom pass and you had to move within certain restricted areas. But it is actually the toxicity and the toxic masculinity and the things and the crime and violence that happens in and around the country, isn't it?
No, it's quite shocking if you think about it, that we've got all these freedoms and, you know, access at our disposal, and it's things that people died for everybody to enjoy. And women in this country are held to ransom because they can't go anywhere. They don't feel safe. Because we've got this rape culture in our country, and we mustn't run away from that fact. And, it really, I hear people say Happy Women's Day, and I cringe when I hear that. Because, 66 years ago, there were women, very brave women, courageous women like Albertine Sisulu and Helen Joseph, marching, Lillian Ngoyi, marching to the Union Buildings when the Dom Pas was said to be introduced for this, for the very freedoms that we want, for the freedom of movement. And now, in a democracy, we have this issue, of women not being safe.
Where do we point this to? Because it is, it is very difficult. And I read a Facebook page and a Facebook post that was put up where, at 1:45 in the afternoon at a particular place in the Blouberg area, a lady was actually attacked from the back, pushed over, and her phone was taken. Is it just the fact that we have this kind of, notion that we can just capture power and take power and do those kind of things, and we don't inculcate a culture of respect for women, a culture of dignity for women?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Zane. And I think particularly women who are victims of crime, survivors of gender-based violence and sexual assaults, they it leaves one very cold when you think that it's the most underreported crime in this country, because there are no consequences. There are no real consequences for men who are the perpetrators of these crimes, And there is no deterrent. So men walk away, or can walk around in the comfort and the knowledge that there's going to be no consequences, because we've got a failing minister of police. We know that this crime, particularly rape, is so underreported because there's no confidence in the criminal justice system either. So women are having to change their behaviors because there are predators out there who, for some reason or the other, feel entitled to behave like this and commit these crimes. So
yeah.
I write in the column that a friend of mine recently had to stop running in the morning, something that she loves doing, because on a particular route, somebody was shouting, threatening her with sexual violence. And that's a crime, you know? But he's allowed to get away with it because that is how South African men, unfortunately, behave. And I'm saying South African men, I'm not saying some, because it's all of our problems. And until we start calling each other out as men in this country and we raise our boys properly and our sons, we are going to have this problem, and it's all of our problem.
Chatting to Hasant Abada this afternoon and chatting about his article, hashtag Slice of Hasant, and talking about the 66th anniversary of Women's Month in South Africa. And we had a chat earlier on to Professor Amanda Hoos about exactly the same thing. So, you know, Hasant, at the height of COVID-19, the pandemic, the president had actually said, that any man arrested for rape would not be granted bail. How is it that we don't have, and he called gender-based violence our second pandemic, and, you know, since making all of those utterances, one doesn't see any change. So where should be the change driver and, the change manager coming from?
Yeah, look, it's easy for us to say government this and government that, you know, but we did have an invisible virus that we were able to deal with, I thought, quite effectively, given the type of fatalities that were out all over the world. South Africa actually didn't do too badly in that sense, you know. Now you've got a very clear and present danger of gender-based violence and rape. We had an instance, you know, in Krugersdorp, you mentioned, where 8 women were gang-raped. 120 suspects last week were rounded up, not one of them for those particular rape incidents. Then, during the pandemic and lockdown, we had some of the highest GBV cases we've ever had. So you have to ask yourself, I mean, there are less people outside or going out and about. So these things are happening in the homes as well, you know? So identifying a perpetrator then becomes possibly easier, doesn't it? But there is this reluctance, you know, from women to trust the criminal justice system because they've been let down. And I'll tell you how they've been let down, because the president in 2020 also said that no man who's accused of rape or sexual violence or assault should get bail. But I read in the news feeds just yesterday that a police constable who has got bail for kidnapping and rape was rearrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. So, I mean, there are gaps here. Why is this happening if the president, who's the kind of our commander in chief, his word is not being carried out, you know?
And you know, it starts with a particular conversation, and we then need to move to equality within the workplace, equality in the boardroom, equality, just that respect within the workspace. You know, I mean, there are so many women who go through sexual harassment. So how do we open that conversation about sexual harassment? How do we talk about that? How do we put certain programs in place, Hasant, in order to deal not only with that, but from those conversations, we talk about equal pay for women. We talk about women's rights and the fact that women should feel free to move around in their communities.
You know, Zane, I heard you speaking about your 4 daughters. I've got 3 daughters, and I worry as a dad, like when they go off on the school camp or when they go off with their friends, you know, you kind of worry because you know that women in this country, even young girls, are not safe when they go out on their own, you know. And this is the culture and this is the society that we've created, where we've blamed the survivors of rape for what's going on, because we still have questions like, oh, what was she wearing? You know, why was she out so late? Did she flirt with the guy, you know? Was she asking for it? And did she say yes or no? And did her yes mean no? You know, and we start victim shaming. And the problem is we then create quite an unhealthy rape culture in this country, where we also use rape to describe as an adjective or as how to describe what you're going to do to somebody or something, you know, even in sport analogies. And it becomes almost a default kind of thing where women are objectified in a certain way in conversations with men, and men just laugh along and they don't call each other out. So what are we saying? We come from a very violent past. We all know, you know, where violence was used to achieve certain freedoms, and it was a justified violence, but it left many men.
But that violence is not our path going forward, is it? It shouldn't be our path going forward. Definitely not.
So we lack those male role models in our communities. The fathers who are saying, I want to raise the type of son who's going to respect. We haven't even started talking about women's rights yet. Or equality in the workplace. Or equal pay for, I mean, we just had Banyana Banyana winning the women's AFCON. But they're not getting the same kind of remuneration as the male contemporaries, you know?
Hassan, thank you so much. I'll refer people to a Women's Month article at Slice of Hassan Tabada. Thank you so much, Hassan Tabada, for your time. And he says in 66 years, nothing has changed. The past laws for black women may have been eradicated, but despite being free, our women are even more vulnerable than they've ever been before.